This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins.
We know that disaster recovery, especially for homeowners, is never fast enough. We're 14 months after the August floods, 17 months after the March floods.
Pat Forbes, Louisiana Office of Community Development Director, updated the legislature's Homeland Security Committee members yesterday on recovery from the 2016 floods. Louisiana has received $1.7 billion from the federal government to help meet those recovery needs. The majority is being spent on repairing homes. So far, only about 1,800 homeowners have finalized their grants.
Again, that's a drop in the bucket for the 36,000 that we plan to give out, but it's three times the amount that we had out at the anniversary.
Forbes says money is being awarded faster than it was in previous disasters, like Superstorm Sandy. But one major hurdle is still the federally required damage assessment for each home. And after Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria, there's fewer people available to do that work.
Well, we've had a huge loss of skilled personnel to these other disasters in that particular skill set.
Many who might be eligible for the state's program haven't taken the first step. Nearly 90,000 had FEMA-verified losses, and Forbes says only about half of them have filled out the homeowner survey.
We know there are still folks out there who would be eligible for our program if they will complete that survey. We know that for a fact, and so we still are asking folks, if you're a homeowner who flooded, go spend the 5 minutes to fill out the survey.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and the Louisiana Book Festival, downtown Baton Rouge, October 28th, louisianabookfestival.org.